My name is Hillel Frisch. I'm a professor of political science and Middle Eastern studies at Bar Ilan University, Israel. Bar Ilan is Israel's religious university. I've published basically on the Middle Eastern conflict, the evolution of the Arab state, and my most recent book is on Israel and its Arab minority that was published with Cambridge University Press in 2011. But certainly, religion should render the conflict more humane, more compassionate, identifying the militants and the fighters from the civilian population. If religion and religious dignitaries could do that, something to make the conflict more humanitarian, that would be a great service. There is also a very, very important role that moderate religious leaders can spread, that the conflict is not innately religious, because the perception that the conflict is religious is in itself something that increases a lot of the conflict. And this is not only between Jews and Arabs. In fact, in the last 20, 30 years, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, or the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict, killed maybe one-tenth of all the people killed. Most of the people killed are between Muslims themselves, Shiites and Sunnis. So if religious dignitaries can come together and just make that statement very forcibly, that the conflict is not religious, that would spare many, many lives and much of the intensity of conflict. And if religious dignitaries continue, and religious leaders and people who bear a religious message will promote these kind of statements, it will eventually have a tremendous impact on the mitigation of conflict, and possibly in the long run its cessation. That basically political problems have to really be resolved through discourse, through negotiations, rather than through war, and that religion provides the basis for such a belief. I think it's bearing fruit. I think what people like yourselves are doing is bearing fruit, and there is a comeback of the true moderate Islamic religion that stressed the unity of faith rather than its differences.